Introducing the wonderful, the beautiful, the effervescent, fluorescent vessel of truth, love, and gratitude, I give you Nicolette Rich.
Blooming.
Hello, guys. This is Nicolette back with another episode. And today's episode, we are going to be talking about the term blooming. With us today, we have a special guest, Miss Kia. Hello, Kia.
Hi, Nicolette. How are you doing?
Marvelous, marvelous. Thank you so much for joining me today. And as always, you guys, Kia and I have come up with an outline to discuss this topic about blooming. And essentially, we're talking about the importance of finding yourself in a world that is constantly trying to shape and mold us into something that we're not, you know? And so the opening question that we have for you is, how do you come back to yourself in the chaotic world that we live in, and why is it important? So keep that question in mind as we're going through the outline. And as usual, we'll be going through five different points. So for point number one, Kia actually said that a really great way to come back to yourself is riding your own wave. So in my mind, that's, you know, basically ties into the idea of living in your purpose, which is what I always talk about on my podcast. But how would you like to expound more on the idea of riding your wave?
So when I say riding your own wave, what I necessarily mean by that is do what you love doing. Mm-hmm. You don't have to follow behind everybody else just because you might feel like, society will make you feel like you need to fit in with everybody, like you need to do what everybody else is doing. But no, do what you love doing. Do what you want to do. Don't do what everybody else is doing, because what they might be doing might not be good for you. Mm-hmm. Ride your own wave. Don't be a follower. Be a leader. Mm-hmm. Go create your own path. Make your own footsteps. Don't follow in nobody else's footsteps. Do your own thing. Ride mm-hmm. your own wave.
I really do love that. I love the authoritativeness in your voice as you speak that, because that was it's very powerful mm-hmm. to ride your own wave. However you choose to look at it is up to you guys, but the idea is making sure that you're on your own path, as she said. And for number two, we said surrounding yourself with like minds. And I'll talk about this a lot. Now, one thing I will say is important based on my personal journey is making sure that as you're evolving, as your minds are changing, you're also surrounding yourself with like minds, which may mean going into different atmospheres, meeting new people, you know, going in new environments. That might require some extra work. Definitely. But if your mind is changing, you have to keep up with that wave, right? How yes. do we stay on our own wave if we're trying to get the person that's leaning from, you know what I'm saying? Like a person that's falling off the wave behind us. How do we do that? If we're not riding our own wave at that point.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So what do you think in terms of surrounding yourself with like minds? What else do you think about?
You need to surround yourself around people. They don't have to necessarily be doing exactly what you're doing, but they can be on the same page as you.
Agreed.
Like, for example, if you in college, you need to be hanging around other people that are in college. You don't need to be hanging around people that's running the streets, that's yeah. doing this and this and that, because that's not going to be good for you. And at some point, you two are going to clash mm-hmm. because you're living two different lives on two different pages. You in college, this person is back at home doing what they do in the streets. So I think it is so important for you to surround yourself around people that's doing, like, that's on the same page as you, because you guys will be able to relate to each other more. And them people, they will keep you focused. Those mm-hmm. kind of people, they will keep you focused on what you're supposed to be doing. If you hanging around people that's not on the same page as you, eventually you're going to get distracted, and you have to be able to recognize those distractions. Once you recognize the distractions in your life, you will be fine. Mm-hmm. You know, you will be okay. Everybody is on a journey. We just don't know where we're going.
Absolutely.
We don't know.
We know where we're aiming, though.
Yeah.
The goal, though, and this is also about our topic, you know, mm-hmm. is being able to remove the chaos from our, you know, atmosphere in some way so that we can clearly see where our path or where we desire to go. You know, like you said, we don't know exactly where we're going to end up. You're right about that. Mm-hmm. We do know, at least I believe, that we should be working towards making sure that we're aiming properly. That's the least that we can do. And to your point, I think that that is a really great point. Like, I think that it's very difficult to hang around someone that is not on the same page. But also, guys, that doesn't mean that a person can't ever be in your life. It just means that maybe in that time frame of you getting, you know, you're seeing where you want to be, you got direction.
You
got to be, the timing is just not right.
And this is what I tell people when I say something that is kind of similar to surround yourself around people that are like-minded like mm-hmm. You know, I tell people, like, it's okay to love people from a distance because mm-hmm. after high school, when you graduate, everybody goes their own way in life. And yeah. I look back at my graduation day and I realized, like, we all went our different ways. Everybody that I used to be close to, we all went our different ways in life. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, I wish you the best. I hope you accomplish everything that you are working towards. But, you know, I have to go my way and you can go your way. I'm gonna love you, but I'm gonna love you from over here. And you have to, I think some people got to understand that, you know, you can love somebody, but sometimes you can love them from a distance. You need to surround yourself around people that's on the same page as you. Mm-hmm. You don't need anybody around you that's a distraction, that'll cause confusion and chaos.
Yes.
Not saying everybody causes chaos, but some people will. You know, not saying you might not have any bumps in your journey. Mm-hmm. You might not saying you might not get any bruises, but a journey is a journey.
Exactly.
You know? You're going to have to take that journey. You might not know where you're going, but you know where you're aiming towards. Mm-hmm. So.
Absolutely. Which brings us to number three, which is releasing the things and people that don't serve your higher purpose. So really, we went right into that. But essentially, if you know where you're aiming, you know where you want to be, you know that you have all these great opportunities around you, but then there's this one person or group of people even that are doing something completely different, and because it's fun in the moment, it keeps leading you back to it. So how would you recommend that people, you know, learn to release the things and people that no longer serve them? Because I mean, this can also tie into bad habits, addictions. Like, how do you recommend a person being able to release those things
or people? I have an understanding, and I realize this goes deep, that some people may come from households where they may see a parent hold on to a toxic lover, and they may not know that it's affecting them, but eventually you will realize, because then you'll think it's okay to hold on to toxic people.
Absolutely. And I can definitely resonate with that myself.
And see, it goes deep when you think about stuff like that. Mm-hmm. When you're growing up and you see stuff like that, it's so important that you're able to get rid of anything in your life that's toxic, that's not serving your purpose. Mm-hmm. And when I say that, it could be, you could have a friend in your life. It could be male or female, any kind of race, you know. You could have a friend in your life that every time you look up, they always got you in some drama, always mm-hmm. in some chaos, always coming to you with something negative. Them type of people you don't need around you, especially if you're doing something positive. If you're doing positive stuff, you only need positive people around you. Mm-hmm. But you also need people around you that will give you that good criticism that you need, that mm-hmm. constructive criticism, mm-hmm. you know. And it's a difference between criticism and somebody just being, you know, outright jealousy. You know, you gotta be able to, you know,
distinguish
those. But it's so important that, you know, you let go of the things that do not serve your purpose. And what I mean by that is, you, when you reevaluate the people in your life, you know, I always reevaluate the people in my life. I do this like maybe 5-6 times out of the year. Mm-hmm. When you reevaluate the people in your life, also make sure you reevaluating yourself, making sure that you're not coming off negative, you know, because mm-hmm. sometimes we tend to reevaluate the people in our life and we don't reevaluate ourselves too. Mm-hmm. But when you reevaluate people, just ask yourself questions like, okay, has this person added anything positive to my life? Because you want people that's going to add to your life in a positive manner, mm-hmm. in a positive way. And that's what I had to learn. You want people that's going to add to your life in a positive way. And ask, that's the number one question. Like, what has this person added to my life that was positive? Mm-hmm. You want to look at all the positives and the negatives. If the negatives outweigh the positives, then it's a problem.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a problem.
How do you address the problem is up to you, but there's definitely some kind of imbalance in the relationship. And so that's the reason why I'm asking too. So like, it's clear that, you know, there are different ways on how to identify that you have to let go of a person, but just, okay, so from your experience,
would you do it?
I'm just wondering from your experience, like you were saying that you had to learn that harsh lesson.
Yeah.
So how did you begin to start releasing these people or these things?
What I did, I think what the problem that I had was that I struggled with letting go of people, even if they were toxic. I always tried to find the good in them and look at the good in them, but I struggled with letting go of people. Mm-hmm. It was just hard for me for some reason, but this is how I did it. So when I was in college, I used to take walks around the campus. We had campus gardens and stuff like that. So I would do a lot of thinking. I do a lot of deep thinking every day. When I'm walking, I could be just thinking deep. So I asked myself, so I said, I want you to look at all the people you have around you now, the people that you still are in touch with today that you met back in high school and middle school, and the people that you met in college. And I want you to ask yourself, you know, Have these particular people added anything positive to your life? I want you to look at all the positives and look at the negatives. Mm. So I started doing that, and I started realizing that some of these people I should have let go a long time ago. Some of these people, they can be loved from a far distance, but some of them I have to let go completely because they're toxic. They're bad.
Well, first and foremost, I think a lot of things that we deal with, a lot of conflicts that we have with people are a reflection of what is happening with us as well. So like, not to say that, you know, they didn't do what they did on their end, but in some way the toxic traits were appealing. It was something that was toxic about you as well. Maybe you weren't doing the same thing, but it was something that, you know, it was a trade-off, you know, and it's an energy exchange.
Yeah. And sometimes I feel like some of us, we may be, because some people do, they get scared to cut somebody off. Because they're like, oh, if I cut off this person, they might get so mad. But me, I got to a point where I was like, I don't care if you get mad. I don't care if you get upset with me. I don't care if you want to fight me. We are adults. I don't have to put up with you if I don't want to. And if you don't like it, oh, well. Mm-hmm. Oh, well. But you got to go. Like, you're not, you got to go. Like, you have to go.
But you got to go.
You got to go.
I mean, and that's how it is. You know, I do feel like I'm just glad that she said that, because I just feel like a lot of things that we end up in are primarily because it's some lesson that we're supposed to be, you know, we're supposed to be taught, but we keep going through that same cycle because we're not learning it. The universe, the God, whoever it is that you know, whoever you want to call the higher power, or just the way the world works, law of attraction. If you're not jumping over this hurdle, right? You're in a competition and there's this hurdle and your goal is to keep on aiming higher. Mm-hmm. And if you're not able to do that, you're going to constantly be taken back to the drawing board. You know, you got to keep going back to the finish or the start line, really.
And this is the last thing I'm going to say about this. So, you know, I feel like most of the times we hold on to these toxic people because we are afraid of what their reaction is going to be when we do cut them off.
Yeah.
And it's a fear. It's a sense of fear there. And I try to tell people, and abandonment.
Abandonment is huge.
And I try to tell people, when it comes to cutting people off, I'm like, hey, you know, do not be afraid to cut someone off. If they're doing something to you and, you know, you don't like it or it's hurting your feelings and you've addressed it before and they're still doing it, that means they don't respect you. You don't need nobody around you like that.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to cut nobody off. Cut them off if they don't serve your purpose. Cut them off. Let them go.
Yeah.
You will feel like you have just been released. You know, you've released some, you know,
your weight has been lifted.
Weight has been lifted off your shoulders. Yeah. But, you know, don't be afraid. It's that sense of fear there, I feel. And abandonment, like you said.
But I understand. You're right. Fear is definitely something that takes over quite a bit as well. Because even if it's the fear of abandonment, the root of the problem is still fear. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's definitely very, very important. Which brings us to our next point, number 4, and that is to follow through with your word. Don't allow the world's chaos to set you back. Now, personally, I feel like if I say that I'm going to do something, game on. You know, like, it's interesting because for me, like, I didn't grow up playing a lot of sports. Or, you know, like, I would play sports, but I wasn't on any teams, any organized teams. I did social justice groups. So a lot of conversations, a lot of deep thought, you know, always helping people. I did tutoring. But the competition, the competitive aspect of sports really did fuck with my head. But I guess for me, it's because when I tell myself I'm gonna do something, I am giving myself a challenge. Nobody else has to do that for me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So what do you think about when you think of following through with your word and not allowing the world's chaos to hold you back?
So with that, I just think of being really focused. You have to be really focused. Mm-hmm. You know, your mind, you know, your mind can't be everywhere. You have to be focused. You have to be, you know, focused on that goal that you're trying to reach. Don't let outside influences distract you from the goals that you're trying to reach, mm-hmm. you know. Have to be really focused. You have to stay motivated too. You have to self-motivate yourself.
And how do you stay motivated? Because like for me, I know that I always, like, I have multiple goals, right? Mm-hmm. But I also realize that I have to have balance. So yes. I gotta have, you know, some fun happening. I gotta have some productivity happening on the side. I'm doing my self-care, my self-work. You know, it's a lot of fucking work just as one individual. So to have a relationship or to have a child or mm-hmm. whatever, I can only imagine.
Right.
But the point is to keep yourself motivated. There's a lot of things that go into that. I feel like a lot of people don't.
Yeah, a lot of things.
Think of.
You know, one of the things is you got to speak positive words to yourself. Give yourself some self-encouragement. You know, don't be so harsh on yourself. Sometimes we can be really hard on ourselves and mm-hmm. we don't even realize. We can be very hard on ourselves, you yeah. know. And you really have to cut yourself some slack and you really just speak positive words. Like, it won't hurt you to put positive things, like write things on sticky notes mm-hmm. and put them up on your mirrors. Mm-hmm. So when you get up in the morning and you look at that mirror, you see nothing but positive words, nothing but positivity.
If nothing else ain't positive about the day, a positive affirmation on your window or on your mirror or on your wall or whatever is definitely a great way to start the day.
Yes.
I've lived that, so I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's beautiful, though. If you, and also, guys, too, like, there's multiple ways to motivate yourself, which is the reason why I was bringing up just the idea of me personally realizing that for myself, I need to do multiple things to keep me motivated.
Mm-hmm.
But some people might be able to just look up at their mirror and be like, I am beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Today is a beautiful day, you know? Or some people might need to watch a show or watch a movie sometimes.
Or go for a walk.
Yeah.
Be in nature For some reason, I feel like I'm just so connected to nature. I love going for walks. When I go out for walks, like, I go to parks and go out for walks when the flowers are blooming and it's beautiful outside, everything becomes more clear to me.
Mm-hmm.
Everything becomes more clear to me. My thoughts are very pure. And I'm really in deep thought around that time. You know, everything is coming clear to me. You know, I feel like I'm in a different world.
Because that's the divine connection. We are all connected and we are all connected to the earth, to, mm-hmm. you know, Mother Earth, to nature. And without that connection, or they call it earthing now. That's a trend or whatever, grounding. But yeah. Just walking outside and being with nature is an absolute way to get you back on track. 100%.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
100%. Because without that, honestly, without being connected to nature, and it doesn't matter what, I mean, like, I like to just sit in it, you know? Mm-hmm.
no shoes, just be.
The beauty of it will motivate you. Nature, the beauty of it will motivate you. Like when you look at the tree, like sometimes when I drive, I like to look at the trees. Mm-hmm. I like to look at the trees. I like to look at the birds. I like to listen to the birds chirp. Mm-hmm. I like those days when I'm at the park, and I like to go early in the morning when it's not so hot outside. Mm-hmm. So when I go, it's like a nice little breeze. You got a nice piece of sunshine out. I like looking at the flowers. It's just the beauty of nature will really motivate you. It's something about nature that really just motivates you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Being in nature, getting you back on track, you know, following through. Wait, how do we, well, we got on, well, we were talking about motivation and how to regain that motivation. And so then we're going back to following through with your word and not allowing the world's chaos to set you back. Mm-hmm. So like with going through, you know, walking through nature or just being in nature, even some people just look outside their window and get blessed, you know, in that way, or looking or, you know, having affirmations, writing in your journal, you know, maybe, like I said, some people might find motivation in watching shows or watching movies, and, you know, that's art. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing I think too. Art is a great way to really expand the mind and, you know, get all of those creative juices flowing in your own brain.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so going back to following through with your word, like, why do you think that's so important?
Because if you don't follow through with your word, are you going to follow through with anything?
Yeah.
If you don't stick to your word, are you going to stick to anything that you want to do? You know, if you can't follow through with your word, then how are other people going to be able to trust you or depend on you? Not saying people should just be totally dependent, you know, because you got to have some independence about yourself. I'm very independent. I don't like depending on people. But yeah. You just have to, like, if you don't follow through with your word, then, I mean, I think it just shows a lack of, what's that word I'm trying to think of? When you can't follow through with your word. A lack of,
Concern, lack of...
Care, inconsistency.
Consistency, a lack of consistency for sure. A lack of, honestly, a big part. Well, and see, that's the thing though, like, not following through with your word definitely...
And it hurts you in the
projects end. A lot of characteristics of the person. Or that's not what I mean. A person that is not following through with their word makes you feel like they're a horrible person. But the problem with that is that they don't feel good about themselves. They don't love themselves. They don't know how to then be able to follow through with their word. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so that's the reason why I asked too, why do you think it's so important? Because even if a person, like, if a person doesn't have that self-value going, they don't have their self-care, their self-love, it doesn't really matter.
If they don't have that foundation, they will never get anywhere. You need that foundation.
That's what I'm saying. So really, it doesn't matter. I guess my point is that, and maybe this is a specific message to somebody, but if a person can't follow through with their word, then you have to understand that that person might not be the best person for you at that time, because their foundation, like you said, is unfortunately shattered at this time.
Right.
And so therefore they can't offer you anything that they can't give themselves.
Right.
So to think, and I think that's another interesting thing just about the idea of being hurt and how it happens in a lot of different situations, because we're so quick to blame other people. And do not get me wrong, people do fucked up shit. They have to be blamed, right? They have to be accountable for it. It's just that when we are constantly putting ourselves in a situation where a person has proved to us that they can't offer more than they've shown you, then we have to take responsibility.
Definitely.
We have to.
Definitely.
So with, you know, so going back to following through with your word, if you can't follow through with your word, you guys, the blooming process is distraught.
Basically.
You know? So yeah, guys, that's just had me thinking about a lot of different things for that point number four. But yeah, so we're going to go to point number five, which is appreciate where you are today.
Okay. So with this one, when we say appreciate, well, when I say appreciate where you are today, be thankful for how far you have gotten. Mm-hmm. Little steps still are good, you know? And it's best to take the stairs instead of the elevator. Because if you take the elevator, honey, you're going to come crashing back down. But, you know, be grateful for the progress you have already made, you know? Yeah. You know, pamper yourself. Celebrate sometimes for the little progress that you did make. Because it's leading up to that bigger goal that you are trying to reach, you know? Mm-hmm. No matter how big, no matter how little the step is, take the step, you know? Yeah. Be proud of yourself. Pat yourself on the back, you know?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people don't do that. Like, the step could be so small, but they could be like, huh, you know, it's not really where I want it to be. But at least you took that step. Because mm-hmm. most people are not going to do that. They might give up the first couple of steps, but you can't give up. You got to keep going.
Yeah.
So just, you know, pat yourself on the back, you know?
Yeah.
Applaud yourself. Because you are taking some steps, you know? Some people don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, but just, you know, appreciate yourself. You know, self-appreciation is everything. And I think a lot of people don't understand that. Self-appreciation is everything. Appreciate the steps that you have taken. Don't be so hard on yourself. You will get to where you need to go eventually.
Absolutely. And, you know, guys, really when I look at this outline that we, Kia and I, have created together, this goes directly into the different steps or the process that it takes for flowers to bloom, you know? Number one. Ride your own wave. A flower is not going to be able to successfully grow without being broken, of course, if it's constantly weaving and wobbing in somebody else's lane, right? In some other flower's lane. And then for number two, surround yourself with like minds. A lot of times, plants need to be around a like plant. I'm not saying they can't have, let's say, you know, there's roses and then there's some elderberries on the side here or some sunflowers over here or just a random ass maple tree. I don't fucking know. Regardless, flowers have to be around the similar flowers as well as other beings, other, you know, assortments, if you will, of plants. And then for number three, release the things and people that no longer serve you or serve us, right? Us as a people. But with flowers, they can't keep growing if they have weeds, you know, branching off, or if they're, you know, if they have little brown spots, it's because they're probably dying in a way. That shit has to fall off, you know? So this is all a process of blooming. And then number four, we have follow through with your word. So how can we correlate that to a flower?
Follow through. When you follow through with your word, you actually get somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when a flower is blooming, mm-hmm. it's taking in the nutrients.
Okay.
It's taking in, what else is it taking in besides
nutrients? Sunlight, water.
Oxygen,
yeah.
All that carbon dioxide, I think.
Carbon dioxide is being released.
Being released, okay. Sorry, guys. But
it's all good. We going back. We got it years back.
But. So when a flower is not following through with its daily routines, do you think it will grow?
Absolutely.
It's not going to grow. It's going to stay stagnant. Mm. It's going to stay where it's at. Or what it's going to do is it's going to die off. Mm. So when a flower is not, when it's not able to follow through, or when it's not following through with its daily routine to get the nutrients, to take in the oxygen and the sunlight and all that good stuff, It's not going to bloom.
Absolutely. So it's consistency. Not.
Yeah.
And our word is a representation of our consistency. Mm-hmm. You know, especially because we're humans and we have all this chaos happening, right? All these distractions. So at any given time, our worlds can be completely different from what we planned. However, we do have our word. We have the commitments that we make. And that is what's supposed to keep us consistent. Mm-hmm. So then for number five, we have appreciate where you are today. And those flowers, I tell you what, they just bloom, they glisten.
Definitely.
Or
definitely.
They do. They have this vibrance, this radiance to them, and especially in the sunlight. And that's just them being pretty every day. Like, we don't know what they go through on a regular basis, right? We don't get to see their consistency. But when we go outside and we get to, like we were talking about, being with nature, we get to see, you know, the trees or the sunflowers or, you know, roses are a big deal. You guys will see later. But anyway, you get to see the beauty and where those plants or those, you know, living things are in that moment. That's it. And mm-hmm. that is the same as being able to appreciate where you are today. Because right. you got up. You took that step.
Right.
Whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, guys, be thinking about how to come back to yourself in the chaotic world that we live in. And think about why that's important to you. And hopefully what we've outlined today gives you something to think a bit deeper about in regards to your own life and, you know, the people that you're surrounding yourself with, all of that, you know?
Yeah, because that's very important.
Yeah.
You know, so everything that we talked about today, guys, we want you to take that in and just basically kind of just take in what we said and, you know, just peep the game. Peep the game, you know? Peep the game. We want you to soak game. We want you to peep it, you know? And we want you to kind of carry that stuff with you guys as wisdom.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. So, yeah, guys, that's what we have today. Thank you so much, Kia, for being with me and for re-recording, actually, guys. We had an episode, fucked up shit happened, so we needed to re-record. So, I appreciate you being open to that and being flexible.
No problem.
Absolutely.
Call patience.
Yes, ma'am. Patience is a virtue, y'all. Listen to that episode. Okay. Anywho, we appreciate you. And is there anything else that you wanted to say, Kia?
Just wanted to say thank you so much, Nicolette, for having me on your show. And I wanted to tell you guys to stay tuned because, of course, Nicolette will have some more great stuff coming out.
Thank you.
And I definitely want you guys to, when you listen to this episode, I want you to really listen. And when I say listen, listen with both ears. listen with both ears. And not only with both ears, but listen with that third eye. Because some of the stuff we talk about, it might take you to another level. So I just want you guys to listen and really just take heed to everything that we're saying.
Absolutely. And, you know, take what resonates, leave out the rest.
Thank you guys for tuning in.
Thank you so much for listening. And as always, guys, I'm spreading unconditional love wherever you are.